as crews continue to search through debris for survivors and bodies. President Joko Widodo surveyed the destruction on Monday. That tsunami struck the islands of Java and Sumatra without warning. More than 1,000 people are injured, 128 still missing. Reuters' Grace Lee has more from survivors.
Coastal residents say they didn't see or feel any warning signs Saturday night, like receding water or an earthquake.
I feel traumatized. Last night, we were just getting our supplies ready for fishing when a huge wave suddenly came. We started running with all of our family members.
Thousands were forced to evacuate to higher ground and aren't able to return home. A high tide warning remains in place until Tuesday as officials evaluate the risks and damage.
An earthquake and tsunami hit the island of Sulawesi in September, killing more than 2,500. An anti-corruption court in Pakistan sentenced former Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif to 7 years in prison for owning assets beyond his known sources of income. The ruling noted that he failed to disclose the source of income for establishing a steel mill in Saudi Arabia. But the accountability court acquitted Sharif in the second case, citing lack of enough evidence. He was also fined about $25 million and disqualified from politics for 10 years. He again denied any wrongdoing. Turkey dispatched another convoy to its border with Syria on Monday. The heightened military activity comes as Ankara and Washington have agreed to coordinate on the U.S. withdrawal. President Trump says Turkey will eliminate the rest of the Islamic State militants in Syria after the U.S. military withdraws its forces. Mr. Trump offered few details about his conversation with Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. Erdogan said late last week Turkey is postponing an operation against Kurdish forces in Syria in the wake of Mr. Trump's decision. This is VOA News. Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg is up and working as she recuperates from lung cancer surgery. The growths were discovered during